Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And today's recipe is cauliflower tempura. What we will need are 5 cauliflower florets. I prefer about a medium size, depending on how big the cauliflower is. Usually the florets, we pull them off ourselves. You could pick and choose. This goes great with any steak, chicken, any fish. I've even served this before with lamb. It's absolutely amazing because it's a unique texture, but more importantly, it really is a game changer in terms of flavor. And we always want to have a different composition of textures when we're eating any kind of a dish, just because it enhances our food. What I use to make my tempura mix is 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of club soda, Cooking Sensations gourmet garlic seasoning. And what we do with the Cooking Sensations is I use about a tablespoon to a tablespoon and a half. If you're going to use something else other than Cooking Sensations, I highly recommend you read the back of your labels. Make sure they're low sodium because the dish still needs to have salt and pepper so it's not flat. It has that nice bite that we're looking for with that good cauliflower bold taste. And remember, salt and pepper make our food bold. They keep it from tasting flat, like it's missing something. 9 out of 10 times when your food tastes like it's missing something, it probably just needs to be seasoned a little bit better. So we'll get started. Using vegetable oil, never olive oil, because it has a very, very low smoke point and it will start to burn immediately. We don't want that to happen. We want to use something like vegetable oil. Or if you have canola oil, that's fine. I highly recommend you never use any peanut oil just because we do not want to eat too fattening. We're trying to eat as healthy as we possibly can. It's also very important to remember when you're frying, if you have kids around, that you make sure somebody's watching them or they're in a secure area because we do not want them to bang in to the fryer. This is a very dangerous process. What we are going to do, using a thermometer, get your temperature up to 365 degrees. And you're going to grab your cauliflower florets. I recommend using a toothpick, or if you have one of those long skewers, that works even better. A wooden one, preferably. And you're going to poke the cauliflower. You're going to put it in the oil, and you're going to let it do its thing for at least 3 to 4 minutes. And I promise you, this is one of the most delicious tempuras you've ever had. It's unique, it tastes good, and it goes well with everything. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me on www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com or watch my cooking show on www.foodietv.com. Follow me on Facebook at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West.